I'm David Brancaccio in Los Angeles. A bipartisan coalition in the House of Representatives last night voted to allow the government to keep borrowing money to pay what it owes over the next 2 years. 71 Republicans and 46 Democrats were opposed. The bill puts in some spending caps and prevents funding for many so-called discretionary programs from rising. The bill's expected to now get through the Senate quickly to avert a potentially catastrophic government default that would otherwise happen within days. With the U.S. on course now to enter a period of capped budgets, there remain escalating needs. This week, our series Finding Your Place is exploring approaches to homelessness. Today, it's a connection to the strong U.S. labor market. Many government agencies and nonprofits are having a hard time recruiting staff to help people get off streets and into stable housing. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Leticia Rosales is covering the front desk at the Hope Cooperative's Outreach and Engagement Center in Sacramento. It provides 24/7 services to people experiencing homelessness. When we met, she was celebrating a permanent housing placement for someone who had been with the center for 117 days.
Yeah, it's like a graduation, you know what I mean? You see them start from their first step on to the next step.
Rosales makes about $22 an hour as an outreach worker. She was homeless as a kid and says this job makes her feel good, but it's not for everyone.
It's a high rate of turnover, but I feel like the ones that actually get it, like get the point of working with the people, are the ones that stay.
Finding the ones that stay is as tough as it's ever been, says Hope Cooperative CEO Erin Johansson. About 10% of her positions are basically always vacant.
We have a full-time recruiter. She spends all day every day trying to find us the right people.
There's really no good national statistics on the shortage of homelessness workers, but anyone in the field will tell you it's a problem. A study focused on LA County found that workforce needs to grow by 20%. And post-pandemic, one particular type of worker has been really hard to get.
A licensed clinical social worker.
People with master's degrees in social work, or MSWs for short, are trained to work with people with mental illness or substance abuse issues. Donna Gallup teaches in the MSW program at Azusa Pacific University.
Right now, there's tremendous competition for social workers, and there are much more lucrative and much more pleasant work settings.
Like schools and hospital systems, which typically offer better hours and less stress. While Gallup says higher pay for homelessness workers would obviously help, many of her students need more exposure and support. Gallup runs a pilot program that places master students with Southern California homelessness agencies.
They're entering a sector with their eyes open. Many people who do go into the sector go in and are very surprised, you know, disenfranchised, not understanding. Those are some of the reasons that people burn out.
Gallup says the early results of the pilot program are promising. While the official data isn't out yet, anecdotally, it looks like MSWs who participated are sticking with it. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.